everyone. Thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira, where we discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. So stay tuned. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining in with Love Talk with Kira. We discuss the 50 ways to love, the do's and don'ts of dating in today's era, where we also discuss sex, fetishes, and going deeper. Today's episode is episode number 93. I wanted to take a quick minute and say thank you to each and every one of you for your continued support. You're awesome, and I appreciate you. Okay, today's episode is going to be about this controversial discussion. Okay, it is, are you dating a partner who has a sex my fans only page? Okay, so are you dating or in a relationship with someone that has a sex my fans only page? Okay, so in other words, they have a my fans only page. Okay, and it is a sexual page that they have. In other words, they have been selling themselves or their bodies or what have you, different body parts for sex on MyFans only. It's an app that's out there. And in my opinion, I think that it should be taken down by the government. I think they should ban it because I've heard so many stories about so many people going on to this site. It's my fans only, and people are selling their bodies for sex every single day, and apparently it is just out of control, and people are they don't understand. The people that are doing stuff like this don't understand the damage they're doing to themselves. Even though they're making money, they think that it's glorified and, oh, I'm living this high life and all these people like me. No, it's actually, you're attracting negativity towards you, and you think people like you, but they don't like you. They don't even know you. Okay, it's only a visual mental instability that these type of people are attracted to. So it's not actually you as a person that they care about. They don't care about you at all. And they're spending money because you're giving them somewhat like a fantasy that they can't have, so they keep coming back for more. And that's what, like pornography, that's what people do in the pornography industry. And it's very dangerous for people to be in this situation. But the younger generational people are all doing this right now because they think it's an easy way to make money. And they have no idea what they're actually doing, and they're doing damage to their self-worth. It's going to follow them for the rest of their entire life. They're always going to be known for, you know, whatever pornographic stuff they're doing online, sexual, whatever. It doesn't matter. Even if you're talking about sex, you know, you're being an escort online. It's not appropriate, okay? Just like it's not appropriate offline. It's not appropriate person to person. It's not appropriate to do that at all. And I would never, ever suggest that anybody gets on these pages. But apparently, it's been a huge talk around a lot of places. And I've been listening to it, and I'm just appalled. So I felt that it was important for me to reach out and share this with everyone. Because even your kid, your teenager, your adult teenager, whatever, your young 20-year-old, 25-year-old, whoever could be on these pages and have one and you don't even know it, and selling themselves to whoever else is out there. Who knows who's watching? You know what I'm saying? And people could be making fake names, fake pages, fakes, all kinds of stuff, and sending you money, and you don't know. Like, these pedophiles and people are out here paying people to do this. You know what I mean? And it's just sad. It's foul. It's disgusting. It should be banned. I think my fans only page should be completely taken off the grid. Completely. Because of how much this is taking place of pornography. Like, it's as far as I'm being told it is a porno site now. It's not even a fan. Oh, you go on there because someone's singing a song or something. No, if they're singing a song, it's because they're singing a naked song. They're singing the song naked to someone who has a fantasy of them being naked while singing and then doing pornography while they're singing. Does that make sense? And these people are paying them. So my point is, it's not appropriate in any way, shape, or form. I think it should be banned completely, and I'm appalled by the entire thing. It's really sad how society has allowed things like this to happen. It's not okay in any way, shape, or form. It's not appropriate in any way, shape, or form. It's not legal in any way, shape, or form. I didn't know when that began to be legal. So how is it happening then? Is my point. Is because you allow that type of app to be available. So take down those apps, you guys. That's what I say. At the same time, I would suggest that every parent go on and search all of their kids of any age, whatever, all of their sites if they have a phone, and make sure that that is not allowed on their phone or their computer system or anybody else's at that point. Does that make sense? I would suggest that for their safety and yours, because you don't know if somebody else, if they're doing this in their home and somebody else finds out where they live and shows up at your house, and now they want to kill you or they want to murder them. You know what I mean? Because they're all sexually like obsessed with whoever it is that's in there in the house doing this, man, female, whatever, doesn't matter. But my point is, it should be taken down and it should be monitored. And if somebody does have it, I would suggest every family member, check their kids' phones and make sure they're not doing that. Okay. Now, are you dating someone, if you're an older adult and they have one, okay, a page, and they're doing this and you find out, should you continue dating them? I would say absolutely not. Absolutely not. Why would you continue dating somebody that is doing that? That is not someone that you should be dating. That is someone you should not be dating. You should not continue talking to. That is not someone that you want to put your life around. You do not want to be surrounded by that. That's a toxic person that is mentally ill, who thinks that that's the appropriate way to make money or to get attention. That is someone who is mentally and psychologically damaged, who thinks that that is appropriate way to get attention and that people love them or like them, and it's profitable. And they're using it that way. And they don't understand the dangers or the correlation between the mental illness and what it is they're doing. Okay? It is not acceptable to society. And it never will be. And the fact that it is happening is sad and tragic. At the same time, that's why I'm bringing this to everyone's attention. Because I think that it's important that everyone knows what's really going on. Okay? If you're dating someone and you're adult and you see that they're on that, I would just simply say, you know what? No, thank you. And move forward to someone else. Do not go out with them. You don't have to explain yourself. You say, I found you on this. I'm not interested anymore. Okay. Now, if there is somebody that falsified somebody's information and stuck them on there and acted like that was them, I don't know how that would work, but maybe that could work. You know, there are people impersonating other people right now, and I've had myself impersonated several times on different platforms of social medias, and it was not me. I did not post certain things at all. I've had people email me with different emails saying that it was me, but I only have Kira Hollimore at gmail.com, and Kira at KiraHarlemore.com. Okay. Those are my only two emails that I have. I do not have any other emails. Do not ever accept anything else from any other email. I have an email at my other job that I have. That's it. I'm not giving that out, but I'm saying I do not have any other emails. So if anyone else was ever contacted by anybody by any other email besides those two that I just gave out, then that is a fraudulent person. Okay. I used to have I had KiraHollimer.com, BeInspiredWithKira.com. Those are my websites. I used to have Wix site at KiraHollimer.com too when I started back in the day. At the same time, the only emails I have now are KiraHollimer at gmail.com and Kira at KiraHollimer.com, period. I've had people sending me emails of fraudulent people with Kira.x.3, you know, all these different things, like these different people at Kira at AOL.com, Kira at Yahoo.com, Kira, all these things, all these other emails, and I don't have any of those whatsoever. I never have, and I never will. So anyone who has fraudulently tried to act like me, you know right now, and each time I explain this, that they are fraudulent. I will never contact anyone like that. It's either KiraHollimer at gmail.com or Kira at KiraHollimer.com, period. Okay? It's that simple. If anyone tries to send you a bunch of information or fraudulently steal my information, act like it's theirs, and then have you purchase something of mine, because people do that too to people, then, you know, I expect you to, you can notify me also. You can notify the feds if you want to go that far. That's fine. I would do it because I've been notifying people of different situations at different times myself. So the fact of the matter is, the people online think that they're so smart, but they're really not. They're just showing how jacked up, mentally ill they actually are. Okay? It's like a continuous cycle of jacked upness that they keep repeating, and they're not learning their lessons. It's like they're only making themselves look worse every single time they do it. Okay? So it is what it is. I will never place anything sexual, I never have in my life, I never will, online or to anyone or on any app or anything like that. I will never place a bunch of cussing or anything that says all these cuss words on it as a statement on any post that I have. People have taken my videos and reposted them and tried to make my new site with my picture on it, and that I put all these posts on there and then like all these people. No, all my stuff has check marks on it. And so if I ever make a new one, I always say, hey, this is my new one, and I'll make a video of me making it. Otherwise, that's not me. Period. And you'll see my face. I'll be talking. It's impossible to replicate that. So it is what it is. People think they're smart, but they're really not. They're very unintelligent. It is what it is. And I'm just going to call them out because it's true. So the thing of it is if you're dating someone who is on one of these sites, let's get back to this. I would say stop dating them. Okay, if you let yourself get into a relationship because you let yourself date them because you're in a sad time of your life and you're depressed or whatever, and they gave you some, you know, attention, and then you were like, oh, all of a sudden you allowed this to happen where you end up in a relationship with them, you know what? You need to get out of it. I would just say get out of it, okay? Let them go. They're not good for you. They're going to bring you into a bunch of drama that's not worth your time. Okay, you don't want to be around these types of people. If you are a person that does this and you're listening in, then I would suggest that you begin to heal and you understand why it is that you think this is appropriate, and learn about self-reflection. Okay? You need to understand what self-love is, self-worth, self-reflection, and begin to heal within inside yourself as to understanding why you chose to accept this type of behavior and to display it to others, and to, you're basically promoting something really tragic and sad, and illegal. It's not legal to do this. So in my opinion, you know, you should stop. Okay. Understand your self-worth. Start to heal and learn that there are a million other ways to make money. If you want attention, you need to be able to love yourself first if you want someone else to give you attention. Okay? That's important. Someone else giving you attention, you want good intention, or good attention, not negative attention. People that only like you sexually, that's not positive attention, that's negative attention. They don't care about you as a person, they only care about what you're showing them because it gets them off. They only fantasize about it because they can't touch you. And then the people that want to touch you end up finding a way to get near you, and some of them do, and they hurt you. Some people get killed by this type of thing, and they kill your family, they kill your friends, they kill you. And it's serious. So my point is, just don't do it, and don't date someone who's doing it, because you're going to be placed in a negative situation on accident. You won't even know that this was happening, and you find out that they are, then you need to leave and say, you know what, this is not what I want or need, and I didn't accept this. I'm not going to accept this now. And you know what? I'm going to have to leave and leave the situation. Okay? I will reiterate the fact that I think every single parent needs to go on their phone, their kids' phones, and make sure they're not doing this on their phones. Okay? Or if you need to go online and access that app or what have you, and that site, and make sure they're not, then, you know, maybe you should do that too. But at the same time, in my opinion, that the whole My Fans Only site should be banned completely from society at all. I think it should be completely deemed illegal, and it's all about pornography, and it's not appropriate, and it's gotten out of hand. As far as I am being told, I haven't not been on it myself. I've been listening to everyone else tell me about it, and then in people who have been on it, and I watched programs about it. So my thing and my point is, I'm not going to go on there and help them get more ratings by being on it. I'm just going to suggest that it's taken down. I don't think it's appropriate, and I am going to share the fact that I think that people need to check their kids and make sure that they're not being harmed or attacked by people, you know, that have them on their My Fans Only page. Okay, make sure what they're doing. They shouldn't even have that site up at all. I would suggest that. Anyway. Teens don't understand what they're doing. They think they do. They think they know everything. Even young, you know, old teens, I mean, 18, 19, 20, you know, they think they know everything. They think they know what, you know, life is about, but they don't. And like I said, they're all growing up, evolving. They don't understand how harmful it can be. And depending on their situation, if they don't have money or they're trying to make some, and all of a sudden they're like, oh, this is an easy way to make money. You know what I mean? And then they're like, fall into that trap. But the thing of it is that's not a good trap to fall into, is my point. Does that make sense? And I'm not trying to downgrade people, but I'm trying to explain the reality of it so that people have the awareness to see the reality of what's actually going on up there. So a lot of parents have no clue about anything about apps and stuff. They're too busy at work, and then they have their kids doing other stuff, and then they don't look at what they're doing. You know, they don't look at all the apps on their phone. They don't look at who they're talking to. You know, they don't check, because honestly, a lot of them don't have time, or they don't even consider it because they're like, well, they would never do this. But a lot of times the people you don't think would do it are the ones doing it. So just sharing that, okay? Just take a check and look and find out for yourself and make sure, have that peace of mind. And maybe, you know, that site can be taken down, because honestly, in my opinion, if that site is about pornography and that's, you know, what it is, that should be taken down. It shouldn't even be allowed to be on there anymore. People should not be paying people for sex online like this. Like, it's not okay. It's not appropriate. All right. So, like I said, if you're dating someone or you find out that someone was on a MyFans only page and they're having sexual encounters with everyone else, then I mean, that's prostitution, you guys. Like, I would say no. Go ahead and leave that person behind and move forward to someone who is more appropriate for what it is that you're looking for in life. Okay? I mean, would you teach your young kid to do that? No. Do you teach your children to do that? No. That's important. And then, if you were a child that was taught to do that, because your parents did that, they were taught the wrong thing, and you were taught the wrong thing, and now you know not to do that anymore because it's not appropriate. Does that make sense? That's important also. If you fall in that category, now you know it's not appropriate and you should be taken off of it. Learn to have more self-worth, self-love, and find someone that actually is willing to be with you and you only, and share that intimacy with just you, you know, and not everyone else in the world. Does that make sense? All right. All right, everyone. Thanks again for joining in with Love Talk with Kira. I hope you're having a fantastic day, night, or morning, depending on what country you're from, and we will talk more later. All right? Night, night.